Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello and welcome to Young Media Critics on blogtalkradio.com. Today is Thursday, June 25th, 2015. This is Juanita Richburg-Sion, your senior adult co-host for Young Media Critics. And we are here today in the Los Angeles area. In fact, we're broadcasting live from Long Beach, California. And our new broadcast time is Thursday morning, 11 o'clock Pacific time and 2 o'clock Eastern time. And this is our sixth year on Blog Talk Radio. I'd like to give a big thanks to all our listeners and our supporters. And as I said last week, we promised to bring shows that will inform you, entertain you, and spark that critical thinking skills about media messages that surround you every day. Our show is based on the inquiry process, Free Your Mind, Express Your View, which are components of media literacy and media education as defined by the Center on Media Literacy. And if you'd like to get more information about that, you can go to their website, www.medialit.org. And just to remind you, this is not a show to bash the media. Young Media Critics is a show that examines media with globally fresh and youthful views. Now, youthfulness has no age barrier, and according to the dictionary, to be young is to be in the process of growth. So please join us as we grow and learn more about media. We will share with you, our audience, what young people feel, think, and believe about the media that surrounds them every day. Our search has begun for Young Media Critics co-host. We're looking for co-hosts ranging in ages 8 to 17 years old. If you're a parent or guardian of a young person who loves watching movies and can express their opinion about what they watch, and they are between the ages of 8 and 17, please send us an email at youngmediacritic@gmail.com, and we'll send you more information. You can check out our website, www.youngmediacritics.com. And we invite you to join us on our talk line. You can call us at 347-633-9114, or you can log on to the website, the chat room for blogtalkradio.com. /Young Media Critics, and you'll join us in the chat room and let us know what you think about our show, or if you have any questions that we can answer, be glad to do that. Now, last week we talked about summer slide, that phenomena about young people in school losing their academic achievements over the summer if they're not encouraged and have activities that will keep their brain functioning and working. I hope that you were able to participate in any of the activities that the National Summer Learning Association had on Friday, June 19th. Okay, let's take a little break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about some ways to create lifelong learning. I just want to tell you about a really great place here in Long Beach. It's called Village Treasures, and it is an African gallery and gift shop and boutique. And the owner, Max Vilt, has some really unusual gifts and things from around the world, and her particular emphasis is on things from Africa. So if you're in the Long Beach area, stop by. She's at 247 East Broadway, Long Beach. Long Beach and Long Beach Boulevard, Broadway and Long Beach Boulevard, and stop in and say hi, tell her I sent you, and look around and buy some things that you might need. She has very unusual gifts, and she's definitely a supporter of Young Media Critics. If you're just joining us, this is Young Media Critics on blogtalkradio.com, and we are a show that is examining the media with globally fresh and youthful views. And today we're asking the question, does learning stop when you leave school? The answer to the question is no. Just because you've completed your journey through an educational system, or maybe you didn't complete your journey in a formal kind of educational system, it doesn't mean that learning for you stops or that it's over. I remember as I was, you know, learning's not confined just to walls or classrooms. Learning occurs every day and everywhere. As I was growing up, I remember my parents encouraging me to learn something new every day. And in fact, my mother and I used to use the Reader's Digest. For those listeners who are old enough to know what the Reader's Digest was or is, I'm not sure if it's still in publication today. I have to check that out. They had a part where you learn a new word every day, and so my mother and I would do that, learn a new word every day, and I still work on learning a new word every day. Learning becomes easier after you leave an educational system because you have control over what you want to learn and how you learn it. You're not structured, you're not told you got to do it this time, you got to do it that time. You can decide that I want to learn this and I'm going to learn it this way. So learning becomes much easier once you leave an educational system. So just what is lifelong learning? Lifelong learning is continuing to learn and expand your knowledge. Lifelong learning is about independent, voluntary, and self-motivated learning. And you can be motivated to learn a new skill so you can become more employable if you're trying to, you know, work in an industry or work with, in terms of a job, or if you want to find out what it would take for you to have your own business. And you definitely have to learn a lot if you're deciding that you want to go into business for yourself. There's so many things to learn about, how to set it up, what laws you need to take part in, what taxes and the team that you need to gather to help you run your business, and how to deal with employees. There's a lot to learn. So if that's one of the things that you want to pursue on how to have your own business, you definitely will be on the track for lifelong learning. The same thing when you're working for someone or being employable and you want to move up in the corporate structure or whatever the company structure is, in order to be better, you have to get those skills that you need. So you'd have to help yourself by learning whatever it is that you need to learn and however works best for you. And that's the one thing I always want to remind people, that we really need to look at how we learn and help our children know how they learn. Not everybody learns the same way. Some people need to actually do it hands-on. Some people can read something and be ready to do it. Some have to read it and do it, and some have to look at it, look at a picture, and they're able to go ahead and go forward with whatever that is that they need to do. If you're just joining us, this is Young Media Critics on Blog Talk Radio, and today we're talking about lifelong learning and answering the question, does learning stop when you leave school? And we definitely agree that learning continues after a formal system of education, because school is just one form of learning. Occasionally you may hear students say, oh, I can't wait to get out of school. And unfortunately, they don't realize that it's important to continue learning. You don't have to just be in a classroom. And then as parents and teachers and other concerned adults, we can assist our young people in developing that mindset that they continue to learn, that they become lifelong learners. So now let's talk about some steps that can help you continue to be a lifelong learner, and you can use this to help other people that might be having a problem and they say, oh, I don't know, I'm tired of learning. And you can give them these suggestions and work with them and see how you can influence their lives into being continuous learners or lifelong learners. Number one, keep an ongoing list of topics you would like to know more about and you want to research it and study it. I have a list of things. I said I wanted to learn how to do sign language. I want to regroup and get better at my Spanish. I used to be pretty good at it, but as they say, if you don't practice something, if you don't keep doing it, you lose it. You know, you use it or you lose it. So that's one of my goals, is to regroup and get back into being able to hold conversations in Spanish and to learn how to do sign language. And I was prompted by that because I've lost hearing in one of my ears, and I've noticed that people treat you differently when you can't hear, or you can't hear them, and so then you start to respond in a different way. So I was thinking I better learn sign language, because at least I'd be able to communicate in case something happens to my hearing. So those are some things that I put on my list to learn. You want to keep an ongoing list, and it changes, because sometimes you may be interested in something, then you change your mind. You may want to learn how to knit, or you may want to become a carpenter and learn how to build things. Decide you want to go into foreign travel or foreign lands, and so you need to learn a language. There's just so many things out there that you can learn, and there are different ways to get to learn all those things. Number two is read. Read and read. You want to read good books, the classical literature books, modern novels, things that interest you. And occasionally when children are having difficulty learning to read or learning to enjoy to read, as I said last week on the show about the summer slide, is you want to encourage them to read things that they like, comic books or the new graphic magazines and graphic publications that are so popular with young people today. But reading is definitely, definitely on the list to continue your learning. Read about things that you want to know about, read about things that you didn't even think about, and read about people in the world who've accomplished certain things, biographies about people. Oftentimes that will inspire you to do what it is that you want to do. When you read about somebody who's struggled and they keep going and they become successful at whatever it is, you know, they always talk about how Edison said it wasn't the thousands of times that he failed before he was able to do the light bulb. He learned all the ways that it didn't work. So reading about people like Edison or people that achieve something from something small or whatever obstacle they had to face, and they went on to become great people. So great people turn out to be great learners. The other thing that can help you be better at lifelong learning is to teach other people, because one of the best ways to really learn something new is to have to teach it to someone else. You practice it, and then you show the other person how to do it, and it helps you learn, and they learn, and you get better at whatever it is that you're trying to teach them. So that's a very good way to enforce and reinforce your learning all the time. You can take continuing education classes, and most local community colleges and technical schools in whatever area you're in, they do have programs that help you continue to learn. You can go learn how to be a floral person decorating. You can learn how to do cake decorating. You can learn how to ballroom dance, if that's something. That's one of the things I had on my list, too, is to learn how to do ballroom dancing. I know some things about dancing, but I'd like to be really a better ballroom dancer. And so check out in your area what local community programs are available. They have programs in the summer for young people, and they have programs for seniors all during the year. So you can continue to learn no matter what age you are. One big way to learn and in the comfort of your own home is to use technology. There's so many different ways that you can learn anything you want to know about. There's YouTube, and I know that many of you are probably familiar with that. If you want to know something, you just type in on YouTube. Somebody has created a video about that particular subject. Now, some of them may not be that great in presenting it, but you have to check it out for yourself. And again, based on how you learn, and how you take in information. When you look at the various YouTube videos, some people will, you know, really resonate with you. You're like, oh, man, they really gave that information very clearly, and I was able to follow and do what they said, and I had great results. And then you get other people, sometimes because of their language, because of their pace that they talk, or they're not clear in their pronunciation, you may not do well with learning whatever it is that they're trying to teach you. But at least they made the effort to get out there and share their information. And I'm sure that if they revise it or look at it again, they'll start to get better at it. And if you give them some kind of feedback, that would really help them as well. You can go Khan Academy. You can learn things for free. There's all kinds of opportunities on the internet using technology to be able to learn things that you already know, or if you want to learn something new, definitely that is a great way to use this technology. And you want to do things to keep your brain sharp. Play chess, that's a great way to keep your skills and really learn how to think ahead and plan strategies and stuff. I attempt to learn chess, and I know the position, the pieces. I'm not that great at those great strategies and stuff, but it's a game that really can help your brain stay active. Video games, and of course, you know, the controversy with young people always playing video games, but there is some benefit to them practicing and using those video games, especially if there's an educational component, not necessarily those games that promote violence. And the memory games, you know, when we were younger, you play those little match games. They have those little games for the kids, and they match the cards and see if you remember where things were. So those are great games to keep your brain stimulated, and that's what you want to do. To be a lifelong learner, you have to find different ways to learn and different things that can stimulate your brain. You don't want to just sit around and do nothing. Join certain kinds of organizations, and I'm a big component because I am a Toastmaster, and in Toastmasters you learn how to overcome the fear of public speaking if that's something that you are struggling with. And Toastmasters is a great way to help you change certain things about how you present your material, and it'll help you in your job and your promotion, and not only help you with speaking, but it also helps you with your leadership skills. And oftentimes people don't think about that. You know, I'm not a leader. And sometimes people think that leaders are born. Yes, people are born with certain kinds of skills or certain kind of talent, but leadership can be taught. You can learn leadership. You can learn certain things to do and how to help people be better, and you show them through what you've learned, and you can be a leader. And Toastmasters, as I said, is a great organization to further those skills and to help you if you're working on the job or if you're working in your own business, especially if you have to be the salesperson. It'll help you with how to present your material to your customers. If you want to know more about Toastmasters, you can go to www.toastmasters.org and find out more information and find clubs that meet in your area. There are international clubs. I mean, you can be a Toastmaster no matter where you are in the world. So that is a great way to continue your lifelong learning. Another way that you can continue is to join other organizations that are related to whatever it is that you're interested in, like, for me, I'm interested in media literacy, media education, and I'm a part of an organization called the Kids First, where it's really I can't ever think of the formal name of it, but Kids First, if you go on kidsfirst.org, it's a great organization that helps young people learn about how the media works and how film and television and movies, and we're going to be running our campaign to get young media critics as co-hosts, as well as to participate in the upcoming These Young People Learn How to Review Movies, and then they become very good at it, and they get an opportunity to meet the stars in movies and go on the red carpet and become a part of all kinds of things that happen in the entertainment world. So stay tuned and you'll learn more about that from our show, because we're going to be searching and we're going to be suggesting young people that live in our area to take part in Kids First organization. Another way that you can really keep learning is to form a book club with friends, and that's a part of the whole reading thing. So sometimes when you're discussing books and you're talking to other people, you really learn different things that you didn't know. You get to hear how people think about different areas and things that you may not have thought about because of your experiences. And that's the one thing we all have to remember, that everyone has different experiences and they form their opinions based on those experiences. So a book club is a great way to share reading and discussion and just really getting to know people and finding out what they're doing in their lives to become better people. Because basically what we all want to do is become happy and have a good life. Now, another thing that you can do to become a lifelong learner is to continue to listen to Young Media Critics on Blog Talk Radio. You know, I had to throw that little plug in there to remind you that we're going to really examine the different forms of media. Media is such a broad topic, but we're going to start really narrowing it down and start talking about different areas of media, because media is the plural of medium, and books, magazines, billboards, your internet, social media, all of those are medium, which together forms media. And once you really examine and talk about how the different medium perform or exist, then you better understand what's going on when you see a media message, when you see the commercials and you see certain television shows and when you go to see movies and you understand the techniques that they use for persuasion and how they get you to do certain things. There's a whole list of over 40 different ways that they can persuade you or use techniques to persuade you. And we'll be talking about those things. And our young media critics will also use those techniques because they'll be learning that and they'll apply that to their reviews and their discussion as we go along in our show. So we really want to encourage you to continue to listen to Young Media Critics on Blog Talk Radio. Lifelong learning, just like it says, continue to learn something new every day. And it amazes me, some days I go, you know, I learned something new today that I didn't know before. And it just really makes you feel excited that you're always learning something and that you're not stuck in just being a dull person that just does the same thing over and over and over again. So that's our take on lifelong learning and answer to the question, does learning stop after you leave school? And no, it does not. I encourage you to continue to learn. And next week we're going to talk about what is media literacy, just what is it, and how important it is in this whole scheme of learning and becoming a better person. And becoming a better consumer, because that's one of the things that is a benefit from being a media literate person. So we hope that you will join us next week on blogtalkradio.com/youngmediacritics, and we will definitely keep you informed and hope that you learn something new from us. So the clock on the wall looks like we're running out of time. And I'd like to thank you for listening and encourage you to share the radio show with someone else. You can go on our website and listen to our previous shows at www.youngmediacritics.com. And just check out some of the things that we've talked about before. And we're looking at getting our Young Media Critics co-host back on the air with us. So again, thank you for joining us. This is Young Media Critics on Blog Talk Radio, and I am Juanita Richberg-Sion, the senior co-host, and I'll look forward to talking to you next week.